Hi there, I'm Gordon Smith, welcoming you to an introduction to spiritual awareness. On this first CD, you're going to hear edited highlights of a one-day workshop I held in front of a packed audience in London. It covers a general approach to starting out on the road to mediumship and spiritual development. CD 2 contains three more meditations for you to use as and when you feel the need. So, sit back now and enjoy an hour with me, Gordon Smith.
Okay. Well, as always, it gives me great pleasure to come and serve the spirit world. And a day such as this, where I have the opportunity to maybe explain some of the mechanics behind mediumship. Because I'm sure most of you here are in some way interested or involved in progressing your own development psychically, intuitively, or with the spirit world. In the course of the day, I'll show you the difference between what we term psychic and what we term mediumship. First of all, finding your own intuitiveness and relying on it, your inner voice, if you like. That, to me, is something that everybody should try and find in the life and work with and learn to trust. Because everybody here has an inner voice. They have a world that connects to a higher self. And normally the inner voice is what connects us to our higher self. It's the same voice you hear when you're just about to walk out the house and close the door. And you know your keys are in there. And this inner voice is saying, don't close the door, don't close the door. But you close the door. I knew I was going to do that. And it's wonderful how we know we're going to do things that are going to cause us a lot of problems. But that's that inner voice that warns you. Same inner voice or the same instinct that can tell you something's not right with someone you love. Could be in the other side of the world. But you hear that voice saying, oh, I need to call so-and-so. And then that inner voice becomes a nagging irritation in your gut. And some people react nervously to it because they feel it. They anticipate, I'm going to get bad news or news that's disturbing. And it's that voice that equally talks to you through various things, instructs you to do things, and sometimes you just ignore it or don't listen to it. And that's where people say, I had a really spooky experience because I could hear this voice inside me say, this was going to happen, and it happened. And that voice inside you is not a spirit guide, it's not an angel, it's you. That is you. And it's that part of you that can connect to higher forces. But you first of all got to connect with that. Whenever I've been trying to develop other mediums or
Sample complete. Ready to continue?